أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا. فلما بلغ مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fuzzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight being the 15th night of Taraweeh, we completed the 16th juz of the Quran. And in the 16th juz of the Quran, there are three surahs that were recited. We continued with the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf, and thereafter we began the recitation of Surah Al-Maryam, which is a very, very beautiful surah to listen to also. Allah Ta'ala, there's a lot of eloquence in the surah. And thereafter we recited from Surah Taha. Now there's so many incidents that you could discuss in tonight's Taraweeh. One is in Surah Al-Kahf, which we began last night, is the incident of the cave. Thereafter, the incident of the people of the garden. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding Musa alayhi salam and his encounter with Khidr alayhi salam. And thereafter, Allah Ta'ala talks about Dhul-Qarnayn and the coming of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So we'll just focus on one. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives us time, maybe in the next night's Taraweeh or in the coming nights, we'll try and discuss the other incidents as also discussed, if it comes, the verses come in other paras also. So Allah Ta'ala mentions the incident that took place regarding or with Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam had delivered a very, very eloquent advice to the Bani Israel. A very, very beautiful speech. And it was such a speech that their hearts were shaken and their eyes began flowing with tears. So after this bayan of Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel questioned Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and inquired from him that is there anyone more knowledgeable than you upon the surface of the earth? So Musa alayhi salam, naturally he was the Nabi of Allah, and the Nabi is the most knowledgeable person at the time. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with the knowledge of the Torah. So he gave them the correct answer. However, Allah Ta'ala did not want that answer. Musa alayhi salam told him that yes, he was the most knowledgeable. But Allah Ta'ala wanted Musa alayhi salam to tell the people that Allah knows best. So Allah Ta'ala wanted to show Musa alayhi salam that there is someone else in the world whom Allah Ta'ala has also blessed with knowledge, but his knowledge is different to what Musa alayhi salam knows. So Allah Ta'ala informed Musa alayhi salam to traverse on this journey. Musa alayhi salam travels on this journey. He carries a basket and a fish with him. And he took as a companion with him Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam tells him, Allah Ta'ala had inspired upon Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala had informed Musa alayhi salam that at a certain place you will meet. So Musa alayhi salam tells Yusha alayhi salam that you will travel and there will be a place that you will come to when this fish will come alive. And when this happens, please inform me. So definitely Yusha alayhi salam tells Musa alayhi salam that that's not difficult. It's not something normal that you see where a fish gets life. So I will definitely inform you where that occurs. So they go on this journey looking for this person who is more, who Allah Ta'ala blessed with a different type of knowledge. And as they go on this journey, they rest at a certain place. Musa alayhi salam falls asleep, Hazrat Yusha remains awake. And thereafter, Musa alayhi salam wakes up and they continue on their journey. And as they go on their journey, Musa alayhi salam tells Hazrat Yusha that لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. Then indeed we have traveled a very, very long time. I'm now hungry. Can you bring that fish? Let's we eat some food. So now Yusha alayhi salam tells Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ رَيْتَ وِذَوِينَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ وَالْأَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. That I forgot to tell you, the place where you were sleeping, whilst you were sleeping, Allah Ta'ala had given that fish life. And not only did Allah Ta'ala give that fish life, it woke up, it went into the ocean, and سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا, A very, very marvelous way it went back into the ocean. The wave became like a shelf and like a fountain. And thereafter, this fish went in between the water, and thereafter it disappeared into the ocean. And thereafter he tells him to, وَمَا أَنْسَانِهُ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا أَذْكُرًا. Such a marvelous thing occurred. The only reason why I forgot to tell you was that Shaitan made me forget it. So Musa alayhi salam tells him that that is the place that we are looking for. So they go back and they come to this place where they were talking about, and they see one person who was lying in the water with his clothes on. So Musa alayhi salam made salam, assalamu alaikum. So this person, who now we come to know it was Khidr alayhi salam, he turns around and says that, where did salam come from in this place? So Musa alayhi salam introduces himself. So Khidr alayhi salam inquired that, are you that same Musa that is the Nabi to the Bani Israel? So he replies, yes. So thereafter Musa alayhi salam informs him of his reason of coming. So Musa alayhi salam tells him that, can I travel with you? Can I move with you and learn from you? So he tells Musa alayhi salam that you won't be able to tolerate me. The way I move, the way I operate is very, very different from what you are accustomed to. So Musa alayhi salam begs him and pleads with him. So he agrees to allow Musa alayhi salam to travel. So Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the journey that took place, that now they begin traveling. And Quran mentions, فَانْطَلَقَ حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا قَالَ أَخَرَقَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدَ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. They travel on the ocean. Some people recognize them. The people of the boat recognize them, so they did not charge them for traveling upon the ship. So as they were traveling upon the ship, Khidr alayhi salam went and he began taking out some planks from the ship. Musa alayhi salam became shocked. After all, he was a Nabi of Allah. And the Nabi of Allah, it is his duty, no matter what, no matter what circumstance, if he sees wrong taking place, it is his duty now to stop the wrong. So naturally, as a Nabi, he tells him that, are you destroying the ship to drown the people? So Khidr alayhi salam does not explain himself, but he tells him that, قَالَ لَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. That, did I not tell you that you won't be able to tolerate me? You will not be able to bear me. So Musa alayhi salam tells him, قَالَ لَا تُؤَاخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتُ وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ عَمْرِي عُسْرًا. That, don't take me to task, I forgot. And Musa alayhi salam didn't really forget, but it was his duty. But he forgot what, in his exuberance to inform Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam what he was doing, he tells him, give me a chance now. So they continue again on their journey. فَانْطَلَقَ حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَا غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَهُ قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. So they came onto the shore, there was a child there. Musa alayhi salam went straight and he killed that child. Khidr alayhi salam went straight and he killed that child. So Musa alayhi salam became shocked again. And Musa alayhi salam tells the Khidr alayhi salam that, did you kill a young innocent child for no reason? This child didn't do anything wrong. In retaliation, for no reason, you went and you killed a child. So again Khidr alayhi salam tells Musa alayhi salam that, I did not tell you that you won't be able to tolerate me. So Musa alayhi salam now tells him that, قَالَ إِنْ سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي. That, give me a last chance now. If I ask you again, if I start questioning what you are doing again, then you are more than welcome to separate and don't accompany me anymore in your journey. So they continue on their journey. فَانْتَلَقَى حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ اسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا فَأَبَوْا أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَّ فَأَقَامَهُ. Now they were tired, they were hungry, they went to a village and they began going door to door, knocking and requesting some sort of assistance, some sort of accommodation, but every one of them rejected them. So as they were leaving that village, they saw that the wall of that village was about to collapse. So Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam went and he re-erected that wall. Now Musa alayhi salam was surprised. He said, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. These people were not accommodating to us, Now you went, you did work for them. If you wished, and you are well within your right, you should have taken some sort of payment for the work that you have done. Now Khizr alayhi salam tells Musa alayhi salam, هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ. This is where now we separate. This is my separation. This is a separation between me and you. But سَوْنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. I will inform you why I did whatever I did. Have some patience, and I will inform you why I did it. So he begins explaining to him now. He says that أما السفينة فكانت المساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت نعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا. As for that ship, it belonged to some poor people, and it was their job to ferry people across the ocean. And there was a king in another land that they were going to. He was a tyrant, oppressive ruler. And if he saw any fine vessel, then he will capture it. So my intention was to just make a small fault in this vessel. Then from the outside, this king will think that there's something wrong, it's old, it's damaged, and he won't seize it from them. And thereafter they can repay it and continue in their duties. So this was knowledge that Allah Ta'ala had inspired upon me, and Allah Ta'ala had asked me to carry it out. As for that youngster, he was a very, very disobedient youngster. And his parents were pious. فَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَن يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَ. Allah Ta'ala had intended that وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنِينِ فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. That I had feared that this child would become a means of his parents going towards disobedience and towards kufr. So Allah Ta'ala had inspired upon Khizr alayhi salam to take the life of this child, and thereafter Allah Ta'ala had intended to replace this couple with a child who will be obedient and pious and lead them towards righteousness and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he mentions, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. As for that wall that was collapsing, beneath that wall was the treasures of some orphan children. Their father had passed on, and he was a pious father. And he had passed on, and I feared that if that wall had to collapse, then the people of the town, they will unlawfully usurp the rights of those orphans. So that is why I erected that wall, and when the correct time comes, then they will be directed towards their inheritance that is hidden there under that wall. And thereafter he says that this is the reason why I had done all this, and this was knowledge that Allah Ta'ala had given me. Now, who is Khizr alayhi salam, or what is Khizr alayhi salam? There's a lot of differences of opinion, and we'll not discuss that, but we'll just discuss the lesson behind this incident. There are many, many lessons to be derived, but we'll just discuss the outlining incident, lesson that is we can learn, and that is, friends and elders, everything that happens, happens with the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything that happens, happens for a reason also. Allah Ta'ala alone knows why Allah Ta'ala makes it happen. And we have yaqeen, and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us a dua also, that in our losses and in our difficulties and our hardships, Allah Ta'ala rewards us. Allahumma jirni fi musibati. We make this dua also. Allah, whatever loss I have suffered, reward me in this loss and replace me with something that is better. Now let us just take these three examples and use it in our present day. If a person, this ship got damaged, you say, for example, a person's vehicle got damaged, there can also be khair in it. Like how the ship was damaged, the ship, one plank was taken out, but in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, it was saved from the entire ship being lost. So there's khair in that. This child that passed away, and may Allah Ta'ala reward those that have lost young children, in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, we make shukr that when we witness our youngsters, our children passing away in front of us, we make shukr that they live with iman. In the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, this child would have grown up and not only himself being led to kufr, but he would led his parents to kufr also. So Allah Ta'ala in his knowledge knew, and definitely the parents would have been grieved by losing their child, but Allah Ta'ala in his knowledge knew that he will comfort them by giving them and replacing with a child who will be better. And similarly, with regards to the incident of the wall also, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything happens for a reason. And thereafter, we'll just recite the closing verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah ta'ala makes mention that أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن يَتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نُزُلًا. That those that disbelieve in this world, do they think that they will take, if they are ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taking idols as their friends, we will accept it from them. Allah ta'ala says, no, verily we have prepared Jahannam as an abode for those who disbelieve in this world. And thereafter Allah ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran that قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Shall I not inform you of the person whose actions are most unfortunate? It is that person who was misguided in this world. He did a lot of deeds, and he thought that his deeds are being accepted. But he was not a Muslim, he did not have iman in his heart. And he did whatever he did in this world, thinking he worked hard, and he did whatever actions he did in this world, thinking that he's going to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. He thought that he was doing good, but it was rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ بِمَا كَفَرُوا وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا. Allah ta'ala mentions that their actions will be rejected. Whatever good a person did, but if he did not have iman, then all his actions will be rejected, and his abode will be Jahannam. In the last verse of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this promise, that verily those who bring iman, who have iman in their hearts, and followed it up with amal salihah, with good deeds, such deeds that earn the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they refrain from those actions that earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. That they will remain therein forever and ever. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala bless us with Jannat. We know the doors of Jannat are open in this Mubarak month. May Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannat in this Mubarak month. And may Allah Ta'ala pass judgment that each and every one of us will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. وَآخِرُ دَوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.